through your tenure, we're better prepared for natural disasters.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. I've got a logistics center sitting over there that is the envy of a lot of counties around here now, that is chock full of equipment if we need to mobilize and go somewhere. I'm going to say that I'm leaving this in a lot better shape than I found it. And we were getting a lot of money at one time with the federal government. Now, let me explain to you what I think is going to happen. EMPG is on their target right now. Now, that goes to every community to help be prepared. That does not need to be cut out. I don't know how they're going to do disasters in the future. We're still waiting on our declaration that we had in April. I've never been so discouraged or not knowing what was going on in my life since I've been on this in this position. It's my understanding it's on the president's desk, and he is personally reviewing every one of them. If we get it, that's going to be good, because it's probably going to bring our highway department back about $750,000, $800,000. Any of the expenses that we were out for the sheriff's department, my department, any department across, it will help offset those costs to the tune of 75%. The state puts in 12.5%. The locals will put in 12.5%.